Welcome back, family. This is your boy, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, that just simply means it. Hey, I got another one for you, family. Today's episode is entitled, What is the First Phase of the Project Process? Again, what is the first phase of the project process? As you guys know, I'm going to break it down. First, let me give you the foundation. First phase of the project process is initiation. Initiation? Yep. Initiation. So initiation is basically really clearing out, or I should say defining, what the objective is as well as the scope. Now, wait, before my project management nerds get on me. You flush out the scope more in planning, but initiating starts the conversation. It puts pen to paper, or fingers to typewriter, or fingers to keyboard, I should say. It really begins the process to ensure everyone is aligned on the direction of the actual project. So the first phase of the, as I mentioned, the first phase of the project process is initiating. You'll find your charter in the first phase of the initiating. And the charter, as we mentioned before in previous videos, is in an outline. And when I say an outline, it could be a detailed outline. Now, you won't be able to get too detailed because you don't know what you don't know. But you can put in place a high level project scope, objectives, deliverables, key stakeholders, risk and assumptions. So these are some of the things that you can fill your project charter with at a high level, not a detail level. I want to bring that point home because sometimes, family, I've watched how project managers will treat a project charter as a project management plan, and they try to flush out everything up front, but you don't know all the moving pieces because you still have to connect with stakeholders. You still have to understand stakeholders again, because you don't know who you're going to get from a personality standpoint, from a work ethic standpoint, from a standpoint that just wants to collaborate with you as a project manager. Because a lot of times you may work in a cross-functional or matrix, I should say, organization where these stakeholders are being assigned to you. It's not like you get the opportunity to say, okay, I want John, I want Rita, I'll take Joe, I'll take Henry. That doesn't work that way, family. And most of the times you're assigned to, your resources are assigned to you based on based off of what they can provide to the actual project, basically their expertise in so many words. Another point that I wanna make sure we understand about the project initiation is that we always have to ensure that we are, watch this, making sure that we're not trying to create more of a headache for us long term. What do you mean by that, ED? I got to take my time with this, family, because if I rush it, I'll get frustrated. I've watched that, you know, sometimes people are on your project team will be so excited to, you know, just to, you know, get the, you know, project initiated, because again, the project formally authorized the project manager to move forward. And I'll see the project team get so excited and influence the project manager, and we're not ready to move. Now, I'm all about, you know, moving even when you're not ready at times. I know that sounds like a contradiction, but when you're first getting this project up and going, I recommend that let's get the framework in place of what the expectations are, because I love what T.D. Jakes talks about when he talks about expectation. Reason why people get frustrated is because of the expectations they thought was going to happen. And so when that doesn't happen, it creates the frustration. And so that's why I'm harping and taking time to really unpack this about you making sure that you're taking time to build this up. And as you go, yeah, you'll be able to pick up the speed and take off faster, but make sure that you don't rush yourself to a point where you start making ill-advised mistakes, because these are mistakes that can be corrected. If you start with your project charter, if you identify your stakeholders, if you ensure that the project sponsor is involved in the project, meaning when I'm always working on a charter, I like to make sure, because the project sponsor has to sign off on it, I would rather collaborate with the project sponsor in completing our charter versus me go fill the charter out and hand it to them. When you're more in that collaborative state, it produces a better project charter, and you don't know, oh, family, I wish you knew how valuable it is. Just imagine if I said to you to put together, I don't know, put together a desk, and I don't give you no instructions. I don't give you a picture of what the desk look like. I just have all the parts laying around. We can probably guess how that's going to go. It's going to be a very interesting table that you put together, versus if you give me, I'll say, a cheat sheet. Ooh, I like that one. Give me a cheat sheet, which I'm calling the project manager, I mean project charter. It will allow me to understand, again, from a high level, this is high level, this is not detail, but at least I know what the expectations are, or what the expectations are, what the project sponsor is looking for in for this project. That's why I said I would rather collaborate with a project sponsor when building out the charter versus me filling it out and then saying, hey, look it over, did I miss anything you want to add? That's not how a project charter should be built out. Now, that again, my opinion, but I've seen both. I've done both. And the one that I enjoy the most, the one that I found and I know for a fact that's more effective, is when you do collaborate with an actual, with your project sponsor, and you guys work together in actually filling that project charter out. So family, the first phase, which is very simplistic, very easy, is the initiation side. And you guys know, I'll say it again, initiating, planning, executing, monitoring, controlling, and closing. I hope you enjoyed today's video. It's been your boy ED. Until next time, I'm out.